the Fan Upstate. Rob the Great One, Lonzo with you here on the show. 844-FANFON8. That's the number to join on the renewal by Anderson of the Carolinas Fan Phone. 844-326-3663. Next hour of the show, we will take a look up and down the college and professional football schedule for the weekend and make our picks, predictions, and prognostications for the weekend upcoming about the collegiate and professional ranks. Looking forward to that. Opening of the next hour, I have decided I'm going to re-rack the conversation we had with Cody Decker, former Major League Baseball player, as the World Series kicks off this evening. Game one between the Dodgers and the Yankees, live from sunny Los Angeles, California. I don't think you're going to get a better perspective on what this series can be, should be, will turn out to be than from my Saturday co-host Cody Decker, who joined us earlier in the week. We'll do that coming up, and then we'll spend the back half of the hour talking football. Texter says, Rob, what does Cade Klubnik need to do to finish off the season to really push his Heisman chances? He's moved to fifth and plus 2,000 in the odds. Miami's, and it goes on to talk about Cam Warden. That's all well and good. Texter, that's a wonderful question. My answer is maintain what he's been doing so far. I think that if he is able to string another couple of games together, and I'm looking primarily at that, especially after last night, what Pittsburgh's offense did to Kyle McCord last night. Well, they have five picks, three of them brought back for six the other way. I'm bad at math, but I'm pretty sure 7 times 3 is 21 points off of interceptions. Well, wouldn't you know it? But the Clemson Tigers have themselves coming up on the 16th of November. They've got themselves a roadie up to Pittsburgh. Clemson, of course, off this weekend. Next Saturday, they've got all. Wait, that one's at home.
Clemson and Carolina are
both off this weekend.
That's weird. Yep. When's the last time that happened?
I have no idea. No idea. Couldn't tell you off the top of my head. Both off this weekend. A homer against coming up next weekend, then back-to-backers on the road. You're at Virginia Tech on the 9th. You're at Pitt on the 16th. Texter, what I would say is, if Clemson is on, I will say this, fair or foul, Lonzo, for Cade Klubnik to end up in Heisman territory, Clemson must be undefeated the rest of the way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's the only way that happens.
Yeah, I think that. You know, there are some schools where that may not be the case. Ashton Janti, what he's doing at Boise State. Boise State loses another game, especially if they were to end up playing a team that's maybe fringe top 25 somewhere in that rank. I think there's still a chance he could go because I think they would say the reason Boise State is even in the competition for a playoff spot this year is Ashton Janti. They would not be there without him. What I need for Cade Klubnik to be in New York City at the end of the year is a Clemson team that is undefeated for the rest of the ride with, by the way, one ranked game remaining, and that is Pitt. A Pittsburgh team that will, at the end of the year, have played two ranked teams, SMU and Clemson. They can't lose a game, Clemson, if they want to say Ken clubs it to New York.
One ranked team so far.
No, they have actually not played a ranked team so far because they SMU
you
this
said,
week.
You said left. To play. I thought we were talking about Clemson.
Oh, yeah, no, Clemson has one ranked team left, Pitt. And Pitt may or may not be ranked at that point. Because if they lose to SMU this weekend, they won't be ranked.
It's going to sound far-fetched to some people, but if South Carolina were to go undefeated the rest of the way, they would be ranked, I would guess.
They would threaten, I think, but right now there are no three-loss teams that are ranked. None.
Right now, but we're talking about the end of the season.
As of right now, the other problem you're going to bump into, South Carolina does have one AP Top 25 vote in the back pocket. They have one. They received one this week. If South Carolina, and I'm going to say lovingly, South Carolina could play the exact same game that they played against Oklahoma this weekend, there's likely a loss remaining on this schedule. Is it A&M? Probably. Is it at Vanderbilt? Potentially. Is it at Clemson, potentially? In fact, I would even say probably.
I was just saying, going into the Clemson game, that it's a possibility that they could be ranked, so Clemson would have played two ranked teams.
That is correct. In fact, I would go so far as to say, if South Carolina doesn't lose a game between here and November 30th, they absolutely will be ranked. I just think that there is another loss somewhere down the pipe. The only question is it A&M, is it Vandy, or is it Clemson, or more than one?
But it would be an even bigger advantage if South Carolina were
correct.
Ranked going into that game.
The other thing I would say is, not only does Clemson have to remain undefeated, Clemson has to remain undefeated, and Cade's got to keep putting up numbers like he's been putting up. He needs to keep with three tutty passes a game. He's got to keep with 270-plus yards a game. He's got to keep with no more than one interception every other game. Like, he's got to put up these numbers. But I think the most important thing of all is that I do think Clemson will have to be undefeated at the end of the year. Now, all of that being said, I don't think it's going to matter, because I think Cade Klubnik could have an unbelievable year, and I don't think he can pass Cam Ward at Miami. I don't think he's got that in him. And it's not, let me phrase that, it's not that Cade ain't good enough to put up numbers. He clearly is, because he's doing it. Like, Cade Klubnik, I'll tell you what award Cade Klubnik's got to win: most improved player in college football, for sure. But Cam Ward is a different breed of cat, dude. And on top of all of that, the other thing Cam Ward has that Cam Ward does actually, that Miami does not deserve, is an undefeated football team. Miami should have minimum two losses right now, maybe three, if Louisville doesn't get jobbed out for the Canes last week and they put something together down the stretch. Miami should have two, maybe would have three, but they've been bailed out a couple of times so far. At least once, for sure. At least once. So I don't know if Cade can catch Cam Ward. And it's not just Cade. I don't think there's a quarterback in America that can catch Cam Ward and what he's doing at Miami right now, because his numbers are stellar. Men's putting up a 69% completion percentage right now. It's unbelievable what this guy's doing right now. He's got already passed 2,500 yards, 24 tutties, 5 picks, and a quarterback rating of 183.5. 183.5. Cade Klubnik would have to do something spectacular. Wouldn't be good enough to catch Cam Ward. But how does he catch an invite? An undefeated Clemson team, and he puts up numbers like he put up in his last two games against everybody that's left on the docket. That's how he ends up with a trip to New York City and an invitation to the Downtown Athletic Club. We'll see. All right, when we come back here in a minute, we'll have the interview with Cody Decker from earlier this week as we get set up for Game 1 of the World Series tonight. Then, the back two segments of the hour, Lonzo and I will take a look at the college and NFL slates for the weekend. All of that coming up after the Heisman Trophy winner of Sports Flashes does his thing.
I'd like to accept this award on behalf of all the little people I stepped on to get here. Controversial no call ended on otherwise great 30-20 win by the LA Rams over the Vikings last night. Late in the game, Vikings quarterback Sam Darnold had his face mask grabbed in the end zone, but no flag was thrown, giving the Rams a 2-score lead and effectively ending the game. Darnold finished the game 18-25 for 240 yards and 2 touchdowns. Matt Stafford threw 4 touchdown passes and 1 pick. In the NBA, the Boston Celtics became the first team to reach 2-0 with a 122-102 win over the Wizards. The Mavericks knocked off the Spurs 120-109. The Thunder struck the Nuggets 102-87. And the Timberwolves dethroned the Kings 117-115. Make sure you tune in tonight at 7 p.m. as the Burns Rebels head to Spartanburg to take on the Vikings. It's Burns versus Spartanburg right here on your home for Burns Rebels football. It is the Fan. Upstate.